That's great.
There's that song.
Exactly.
I knew she'd have something for us.
Ending the stigma here, we're talking about period poverty. Yes. Nicole Dox joins us on Wisconsin's Afternoon News. Nicole, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
I appreciate it. So this is, you're a volunteer, and you are trying to find free kits of pads and tampons to distribute to organizations to provide people in need. I mean, for men who don't know, it's very expensive.
Yes, it is. In fact, 2 in 5 people who menstruate afford to purchase these products that they need.
So, Nicole, how did you come up with this idea? I mean, you're having period parties now, which it sounds kind of like, whoa, but this is important.
It's very important. And how it all started and came to be was that I am a weekly volunteer at Milwaukee Diaper Mission. And primarily there, I pack period product kits that go out distributed monthly to community members. And so as I'm packing them, I see that the shelves are just dwindling down with product. And in order to sustain the program, there needs to be an ongoing, you know, donation coming in to keep it going. So it gave me the idea to host a drive, but I like to throw parties. I'm a party planner. So I wanted to host a period party and raise awareness about period poverty in our city, as well as collect donations, period products, and money to support Milwaukee Diaper Mission's period program.
How in need are the period kits? Do you guys have any numbers?
Off the top of my head, all I can tell you is that Milwaukee Diaper Mission themselves is the only basic needs bank in our city, and they distribute to 1,000 menstruators per month.
Oh, wow. And I read, so I didn't want to cut you off guard there. I apologize. But according to the Alliance for Period Supplies, 2 in 5 people who menstruate struggle to afford supplies. And that can often lead to missing work, school, activities. So, Julia, when we're talking about the importance of that, I mean, those numbers speak for themselves.
Right. And, you know, I think it's kind of ending the stigma to this because,
sure.
You know, a lot of women just don't want to talk about it. But this is this is young girls all the way up to, you know, however old you can get and menstruate. So can you tell me where you can pick these up? Like, who are you giving this out to?
So for the period parties, we collect donations, and everything that we collect goes straight back to Milwaukee Diaper Mission. They then package up these products into both disposable and reusable period product kits to give out to their distribution partners.
So if I want to take part and I want to donate, how do I do that?
So you could come to our period party that is on May 19th at Enlightened Brewing Company from 1 to 4 p.m. We will be collecting donations there. But otherwise, there are donation drop spots, locations all over our city that Milwaukee Diaper Mission has set out to collect products for and then turn around and distribute it right back to our community.
Why do you think more people don't know about this, that there's something called the so-called period poverty? Why do you think that it's just under the radar?
I think because there's still so much stigma and shame surrounding menstruation, and that even though more than half of our population experience menstruation sometimes during their lives, it's just not talked about. And so that's why I want to continue to bring awareness to the fact that it is a big deal, and every single day of, you know, anyone's life at any given time is experiencing this, and it needs to be talked about, and there's no shame in it. It's just something that our bodies do. And we also like to really emphasize the fact that not even all women menstruate. People who don't I'm trying to blank. They don't
identify?
Thank you. That word totally flipped my mind. Identify as women also menstruate. So it's more than half of our population. And so it is a big deal. And we need to just keep talking about it.
No, I think it's really important. I mean, I lost my mom at 11 years old. And when that happened to me, my dad wouldn't even let me say the word. I had to say my friend.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I had to say my friend. And so I was all by myself. So I just think about some of the women who are missing work, some of the young girls that are missing school. I don't want that to happen to anyone in our community. So I thank you so much. Again, can you tell us the website or the date or anything for us to be able to donate, Nicole?
Absolutely. So you could follow my co-host and I's Instagram page at @MilwaukeePeriodParties, and that will give you more information about our parties. We also, Milwaukee Diaper Mission, you can go to their website and learn more about their diaper program and period program and all the wonderful work that they do. And we would love to have everybody, all ages, welcome to our period party on May 19th at Enlightened Brewery.
Perfect.
From 1 to 4 p.m.
Perfect. Nicole, thank you so much for joining us and for shedding a light on something that not a lot of people talk about.
For sure. Nice work, Nicole.